What's up? What's up, people? This is On Some Bullshit, and I am Suki, aka Black Riven. You know how we do it. It's On Some Bullshit, where we deal with everyday bullshit. Join me. Oh, you're here already. Let's go. We're going to be talking about entitlement today. The episode is titled, I Deserve This, in honor of, well, let's just say everybody, because I feel like, yes, at one point or the other, and well, some people, yes, right now, they're still doing it, but at one point or the other, we've all had this entitlement mentality. Hell, we grew up with it. We didn't even know it was anything bad, and right now, I think you can say it goes in different ways. Let me simplify the definition, or at least the way I see it. It's, entitlement mentality is when you're entitled. Again, I was taught, do not put the word you're describing, do not put the word you're defining in the definition. But yeah, entitlement mentality is a state of mind, you know, where people feel like they're owed something. You know, they feel like they're owed a lot of things. Sometimes it's just one thing. But the actual thing there is that it's not what everybody else feels. See? So it's not like you are not entitled to some things. Let's get that straight. Yes, you are entitled to some things in this world, in your life, in your personal life, in your corporate life and all that. You're entitled to some things. That's death. But when it's more like, I don't want to use you against the world, because there are cases where it's obviously me against the world, but I don't want to use that distinction, because then people will like to hold on to that and try not to understand the fact that entitlement mentality is a bad thing. Okay, well, let's put it this way, because I always say I don't believe in definitely bad, definitely good, but there are some things that lean heavily towards not being healthy for you. Let me put it that way. It's not healthy for you. Entitlement mentality is one of those things. You know, for instance, like I was trying to listen now, I'm here doing the podcast. Yes, definitely. It's my time and everything. But there is something that most people will not tell you when they're trying to form, I'm entitled to this, I'm entitled to that. It's that it's your choice. Yes, you see, at this point in time, it's your choice. You can decide, I don't want this podcast. I don't even want podcasts at all. Though I don't know why you wouldn't want this podcast. I'm just saying, hello. But that's what I'm trying to say. Entitlement mentality is when you feel like you deserve everything that you are not getting or you think that you should be getting. For instance, a girl and a guy. Yeah, it's always a girl and a guy. I'm not even sorry for making that. I'm always making girl-guy examples. Hey, that's how it is. It's a girl and a guy are going out, and then they break up. And one or the other goes, I don't even know what I was doing with him at that point in time. Hey, we're allowed to say that. But then when you go on to say something like, well, I'm the best you'll ever have, and you actually really, really, truly believe that in your heart of hearts, yes, on one side, it's okay to feel like, yeah, you know, big yourself up and all that shit. But then when it gets to the point where we actually sit down and dissect that relationship and we see that, yeah, no, he's going to get better than you. That's just that. That's like an off the top of my head example of entitlement mentality. Entitlement mentality right now, you know, a lot of people feel like the millennials are the most biggest showcasers of entitlement mentality. But then, I feel like that's a lot of bullshit. Because one thing I keep telling people when they ask me about anything is this. Yes, the millennials and Generation Z, yes. I think I have to go to Citizen Z and go and ask Cynthia what's up with that, which one is which. But my point is, people like to say the millennials are entitled and this and that. But then I ask you, if they were not taught or raised to be entitled, where would it come from? So really, at the end of the day, before you point one finger at, you know, a bunch of people for being entitled like that, ask yourself, if we had raised them right, if we had taught them that being entitled is a bad thing, no, being having entitlement mentality is a bad thing, would they actually turn out like this? So because it's easy, it really is easy to, you know, blame people and look for faults in what others are doing while not thinking of yourself. It's just, I don't even know what to say there, because most of when I think about these things, it really bugs me. It bugs the fuck out of me when a certain set of people think, okay, see this generation coming after us, they are the worst, they always feel entitled to everything. I'm like, when they were growing, were you not there? Were you not watching them grow? Did you not tell them when they were growing up then that, see, no guy is worth your time, or any number of bullshit that we've told them when they were growing up, but now everybody wants to blame them and all that. But I digress. Before I start parrying and start vexing and all that, now, like I said, entitlement mentality has many forms, because if I say many names, I'll be told to say the names, and even myself, I didn't even know the names, but many forms. And it's like I said, like I really want to hammer on this. It's not a millennial thing. Let's clear that shit first. It's not a millennial thing. It's just a thing. It's a human thing. Let's get that straight. Don't make that mistake of saying, she's entitled. Ah, she must be a millennial. Excuse you? No. I have seen adults. When I say adults, I mean baby boomers, Generation X people that are really, really entitled. And it's so annoying. God damn. I feel like they're the ones that have that mentality more. I feel like the new generation, it's just like a byproduct of the way they are raised. That's why they are acting entitled and everything. I'm not saying it's good. No. It's a good thing. It's unhealthy. In any generation, it's unhealthy. It is. Now, how do you know when somebody is afflicted? Oh, I love that word. Afflicted with entitlement mentality. Well, first is they give little or no recognition to others at all. In a conversation, somebody with an entitlement mentality will hardly let you speak. And even when you speak, they always find a way to turn it back to them. You could be talking to somebody now and you could go, oh, my mother is sick. I mean, she's in the hospital. She needs money. I need money to get her drugs and treatment and all that. And what somebody of that mentality would do is, so, oh, are you serious? Ah, my mother too just left the hospital like a few days ago. Let's rewind that, please. Go back. Are you normal? I just told you what is afflicting me and you are trying to make it all about yourself. So you see, it's not limited to that alone. I'm just saying it's one of the ways you know them. It's all about me. They are highly narcissistic. I'm not saying narcissism is that. You can't see, you people, you are making me go back and forth. You know what I mean? It's not like that. It's not like this. But seriously, though, that's not just the only reason. You know, that's just one of the ways you know people with entitlement mentality. It's a problem. I'm going to keep, till this podcast ends, I'm going to keep saying that it is a problem. I'm not going to, okay, fine, let me not say it's a bad thing. Yes, because that's kind of like, so yes, it's a problem. It's unhealthy for you as a person. If you feel like you have this, try to work on it. It takes time to work on. I'm telling you, take it from me. At the point I was, yes, I had that mentality. I feel like everybody owed me something. I feel like if anything went wrong in my life at that point in time, the first thing I would ask myself was, why? Why should this happen to me? It should not happen to me. I deserve better than this. And yes, from one angle, yes, I deserve better than that. But then the next question I should have asked myself was, did I work to get it? Did I try to make it better? Did I actually put in work to make it better for myself? Or was I just waiting for somebody to, you know, just miraculously, or just, you know, take the initiative that I didn't even drop there and just walk up to me and make it, you know, this, Siki, what's up? Bah, take, boom, bah. Whew. Made, set. Yeah, no. So what I do now when I wake up is, first thing I tell myself every day is, nobody owes you anything. It's not like a mantra per se. It's just a thing I say to myself to keep myself in check. You know, it's not a mantra. I'm not going to call it a mantra because I don't say, but yes, nobody owes you anything, and you don't owe anybody anything. Now, don't get me wrong. Should you make people happy whenever you see them? Yes. Why? Because you make somebody happy, it's you're putting out good things into the universe. That's as simple as that gets. So yes, you don't owe them happiness and all that, yes. Which brings me to, if you're not feeling happy, I feel like it's kind of hard to make others happy. It's just what I feel. You might have a different opinion about it. If you do, hit me up on Twitter, @SoBlackRaven. Let's talk. That's the, you know, the me thing. Again, when you are talking to somebody with an entitlement mentality, they tend to have their social graces let's go with non-existent, because you might be talking now and they just interrupt you. Why? Again, me. They feel like you're taking up too much time. They feel like they deserve that time you're wasting, in quotes, wasting on your own topic should be given to them. They feel like that's how that should be. So yes, they feel they're entitled to your time. I mean, yes, look at it now. Now ask yourself, that thing that you did yesterday, was that fair? I mean, that guy was trying to talk and you talked about him and you didn't even let him talk. And you know for a fact that he had really good points. So ask yourself again, was that a nice thing to do? And it wasn't nice. It wasn't nice. Could you have handled it better? Yes, you could have. I'm talking to you. Yes, you know yourself. Yes, you can hear me. You could have handled it better, but you didn't. Also, they tend to ignore other people's opinions. See, can you see the trend on this? It's always a me. That's like the root of entitlement mentality, when you feel like the whole world revolves around you. I mean, it's okay to feel special. You are special. It's okay to feel slightly more than average. That's okay. That's all right. It helps you get the best out of yourself, yes. But when it comes at the cost of other people's opinions, cost of other people's happiness, then you might want to pump the brakes, you know, and ask yourself, what is going on? I mean, what am I doing? What are we doing here? You might want to be, you know, what I like to say, be guided. You might want to stop and guide yourself a little bit, like, guy, stop, back up, you know. There's a song I want to put there, but no. So we're going to move on, and like I said, an example I tried to give that time was in a breakup, and you tell yourself, I'm too good for him. Okay, all right. But then in 2 months' time, dude has moved on to someone better, way better than you. Now, before you can see you're too good for somebody, you have to actually be too good for somebody. Let's address that first. Guy or girl? No, there's not even one person. No, guy or girl? You got no job. You have no source of income. You have basically no prospects. No prospects. And you're in a relationship with somebody who has all these things. And they were with you for the longest time. And then they decide, okay, you know what? This dude, this girl is not going anywhere. I need to move on with my life. And your comeback is, I was too good for you anyway. I'm sorry, too good with what? In bed? Oh, okay. I mean, as a personal something, I get it. You feel like the whole relationship is based on what you can do in the room. No. Guy or girl, think about it again. You were not too good. You're too good, and you're crying over the breakup. You don't know anything. Or you didn't get the job, and then you go, they didn't deserve me. Oh my God, they don't deserve me. Those people, they're too high and uppity, and they don't deserve me. But you want that job. In your heart of hearts, you are burned. You are crying. Don't feel that entitled. Go back, you know, work on yourself. And who knows, they will be the one to come to you next time to ask you, to call you for a job interview and stuff. I mean, it really is that simple. To cure yourself of entitlement mentality, you have to, you know, actually see that you have that mentality in you, that you feel you are asking for not what you don't deserve, but what you haven't worked to get yet. Yes, let me oversimplify it. If you haven't worked for it yet, then I don't think you should say you are entitled to it. Let me differentiate. an uncle somewhere dies, a very rich uncle somewhere dies, and he leaves all the money to you and all that, you're entitled to that money because it's been, you know, handed over to you legally. But when somebody dies and, you know, they have money and all that, and you feel, they should have left me something, am I not entitled to... No, you're not. That's entitlement mentality. Have you... Why are you so pained? Why are you so hurt about not getting anything from the inheritance? Did you work for yourself? If you work for yourself, you won't feel any... You won't feel the need to, you know, fight for the inheritance, which is why I said it's easy for people to say it's a millennial thing now, but look back on the older generation. I mean, people have died over fighting for property. Ah, my uncle, my brother died. His thing should go to me. Are you normal? His thing should go to you because you are what? You worked all his life for him. I mean, and there have been cases where in a situation like that, the family now decide, yes, everything he worked for, it belongs to us. And they even go as far as, you know, cutting the family, his immediate family, his wife and kids out of the will. Like, who? Why? And then you come and say now it's a millennial thing. See, don't let me start with you. It's too this thing. So, also another example is a guy. I don't know why I keep coming back to relationship examples. Well, I guess because it's mostly what it is nowadays. It's rampant there, and I'm not even sorry to say this, but ladies, you are on top of this table. I'm about to shake, and it shouldn't be. A guy and a girl, you know, you're going out, you go out on a date. We talked about what a date is now. You know, he took you on a date to go, you went to a restaurant or something. And he doesn't, and he decides, okay, you know what, let's eat. And then then the waiter brings the check and he decides to split it with you. This is where people get it wrong. He's within his rights to split the check with you, 50-50. I mean, you both ate, didn't you? And before you come at me and say, did he not invite me? You had the chance to say no. Did you say no? No. You went again to eat. So why does it have to fall on him to pay the full bill? If he decides to cut it in half and share with you, hey, be happy. I say be happy because at least you found someone true. Nobody is trying to scam you. Because I can tell you, there are guys that will pay everything. You don't pay for you. You take it away. You eat. You'll be full. Honey child, when it comes to time to pay, to guys like that, they call it investment. He's investing in you. Why is he investing in you? Because he knows at the end of the day, he's going to get that coaching. Coaching, coaching. And he's going to get it. Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. Because if you don't know what you're worth and you feel entitled to everything, somebody is going to come along and humble you, and you will not like that lesson. That's a lesson you don't want to learn. You don't want to learn it. There's only a hard way to learn how not to be entitled, because there's no soft way to tell people, dude, girl, you are not entitled to this. You just feel like you are. There's no easy way to say it. You either come out and say it, or you act on it and say it, and they still feel burned. So to ask yourself one thing, the major way to fix this entitlement mentality is just to, you know, work on yourself. If you work on yourself, you won't feel entitled to what other people have. You won't feel entitled to what people own, what people have worked for themselves. You won't feel you deserve that. Why? Because you'll be busy working on yourself, making yourself a better person. And one thing you don't know again is entitlement mentality, it takes away from your power as a person. It does. Because if you're talking to me and I feel like you feel entitled to everything I have, I can turn it against you. I turn it against you and there we go. I hold all the cards. Then you come back and it's now a begging situation where, you know, you're now begging me, okay, please, this is da-da-la-la-da. No. I mean, yes, you can, if you have the entitlement mentality and you have the balls, you have the attitude and all that. Yeah, you can gain power temporarily. Because it's akin to basically, let's go with lying. Yes, you can lie and you will get what you want, but can your lie stand the test of time? Will you be able to call it back later and, you know, recall your lie word for word and back it up? No, not necessarily no, but 99% of the time you can't. So let me finally break it down completely on how to get over entitlement mentality. Yes, I've said you have to work on yourself, but then you also have to learn to be vulnerable. Let me explain. In that, if you're vulnerable, you know where your weaknesses are. You know where your strengths are. Then you can play your cards according to your strengths. You don't have to sit down and wait for somebody to, you know, pay for the bills if you go out. Or you guys just go out and then you're sitting down and waiting for him to say, okay, let's go and eat. What if he decides not to eat? What if he ate before he came? He just came to see your face and he ate. Then you go back home starving. Who is suffering? You. So, in that kind of situation, let's use that kind of situation. You're going out to somebody and, you know, he invites you out. Ladies now, he invites you out. Hold your own money. Entitlement mentality comes in many forms. Most people didn't even know before now that this was an entitlement mentality kind of thing. Hold your own money. You know, when you get there and you just sitting there and you're hungry, be like, excuse me, please, I need to go and get something to eat. Then you go. You come back. He's there. Trust me, he's going to look at you like, okay, she can handle herself. Like I said, power. That takes that power away from him. You know, because sadly, I'm not all for the whole it's a patriarchy society and all that. Yes, it's majorly patriarchal, but sometimes you matrons too, you're not helping yourselves. But in this situation where you've gotten your own food and you've come back and he looks at you like, okay, so money is not an issue. And then it brings up the saying, you know, say money no be problem. You know, you can say that easily, comfortably anywhere. So he won't come back one day and say, that day we went out. He said, but was it not me that was buying you everything you wanted? No, you can say, boy, fuck you. I got it myself. I mean, that's just that. You have to play to your strengths. Don't be waiting for somebody to make things happen for you. Go out and make things happen for yourself. Work for it. Work hard at it. Now, also, I feel like another reason entitlement mentality is blown out, like, in this age is because of so many self-help books. I'm not saying self-help books are bad. Let's get that straight. I'm just saying, when you read self-help books, try to understand it from your perspective. What most people do is they read self-help books, and yes, the author puts examples that they faced in those books. And then you feel like, oh, okay, so this person went to school, dropped out of school, and he's good, he's making millions. You do know when he dropped out of school, he had backups. Let's call it backups, yes. You know, he could work. You drop out of school in Nigeria here, what are you going to do with yourself? You'd not be sitting at home and be waiting for what? Money to just show up on your doorstep? Yeah, no, that's not how that works. That's not how that works. You have to understand this. You know, I agreed, yes, you are special and all that, but then in the grand scheme of things, you are not. You're a dime a dozen. You have to understand that. You're a dime a dozen. Nobody cares about you. You're not great. And it's okay to feel that way. It's okay. Because when you see that, then you can work on making yourself better. Again, work on it. If you know all these things, you can. I mean, nobody can just come and be harassing you anywhere when you know. Because I keep telling people something like, yes, I know what my strengths and my weaknesses are. That does not mean you can use them against me. That's an example. I'm just saying. I know for a fact that I don't like this and this. You're not going to come now and tell me you like it by force or I can make you like this by force. I'm like, okay, you can try, but it doesn't change the fact that I know what I want. If you know what you want, there's nobody that can tell you. Also, another thing is, people are too... Okay, this is going to sound like a tautology, but just bear with me. People are too comfortable in their comfort zones. I mean, you see somebody who is trying to get a job, and they're waiting for the right job. The right job. Yes. It's okay, but if you see that it's not coming, why waste all that time, you know? Why waste all that time just sitting down there waiting for somebody to give you a call that you did not even apply for? I mean, go out, pull your own weight. Step out of your comfort zone. Learn new things. Learning new things, it helps. It helps. You learn new things, you can do new things. And if you can do new things, you open yourself up to new possibilities. Another way to get over entitlement mentality is try to put yourself in other shoes. Now, this is the hardest part of trying to get over it, because it takes a certain level of should I go with empathy before somebody can actually try to actually understand what someone else is going through. Yes, we hear people go, "Oh, I understand." Sometimes they don't understand, they just say to shut you up. Now, try to put yourself in the person's shoes. What I do is, if I'm trying to do that, what I do is I ask myself, if you were this person and this exact thing was happening to you at this exact time, under these exact circumstances, what would you do? That's helped me a lot. It's helped me a lot. Because that way I can always tell myself, okay, so this person had no money, had no prospects at this point in time. Now, if it was me too, what would I do? Then that's how, you know, that's the first step. Then I can go about mapping out, okay, maybe I would do this, maybe I would do that, maybe I would see somebody about it. Again, don't just sit there and be feeling entitled to everybody's time and everybody's money. Nobody owes you anything. Get off your butt and go and get it. Also, giving helps you overcome. Let me explain this. If you get the chance to, you know, help somebody, do it. Obviously, not at your own detriment. Don't be one of those people that believes, let me help everybody at every time. You can't help everybody at every time. Let's get that straight. So, but if you can help somebody without hurting your own self, go for it. Why? In doing that, you have created you have started a circle. Yes, you started drawing a circle. Now, it might not come back to you in 2 days, in weeks, in months. It might take years. Hell, sometimes it just takes just hours to come back to you, to bless you back. But my point is, help. You have to help. You have to give more to get more. It's simple. I mean, let's call it that. You have to give more to get more. Now, finally, to get, you know, to fully deal with your entitlement mentality, you have to... This is the second hardest. Yes, I think this is the second hardest. You have to replace it with something else. Because, like I've tried to point out, entitlement mentality is built around the fact that, you know, you think you're good, you think you're too good, you think you're this thing. But the truth of the matter is, we tell ourselves we're good to, you know, build our own ego up. And like I said, ego is good sometimes, but when it becomes too much to the point where it is messing up your own time, messing up your relationship with others, then I think it's time to stop and, you know, pump the brakes and learn again what it is. So if you're telling yourself, I'm good, I'm better than this person, and can you actually back it up? I mean, there are cases where you are better than somebody at something, but if you can't back it up, you're just being a spoiled child. You're just fighting for attention. They're just seeking attention, and yeah, nobody likes a spoiled brat. Nobody likes a brat in the house. Everybody just ignores the brat in the house. You did when you were small too. When you saw that your cousin that was always asking for everything, did you not ignore the cousin? You did. So that's what I'm trying to say here. It's replace your entitlement with something else. You know, I'm not saying you should always act like an idiot or you should be a fool when others are around. No. But learn to learn. Yes, that's the word. That's the word for the D. Learn to learn. If you learn to learn, you learn new things. And like I said, new things open up new possibilities. It's as simple as that. And then never give up. You know, it's always easy for somebody to say, yes, I deserve this. And when we deserve is when you don't get it the first time, and then you just be like, I'm done. I'm giving up. since I didn't get it and I deserve it, but I didn't get it, then there's no point going for it again. Never actually give up, you know, keep pushing, keep pushing. The popular saying goes, Rome was not built in a day. Obviously, it wasn't built in a day. It took years of, you know, hard work. So put in that hard work. Don't just sit down there, expect it to come to you, and if it doesn't come, and then you just lie back down and just lay down and play dead. No, that's never helped anybody before. So what have we learned today, class? Yes, I said class, bite me. Yeah, it's that entitlement mentality is unhealthy for you. It's unhealthy, and you should, you know, push past it. Replace it with the zeal to do something. Instead of sitting back and just expecting everything to come to you. I can borrow you my line to use. Nobody owes me anything and I owe nobody anything. I can only do my best. And then the rest is going to fall in place. It's so simple. It's life-changing. You're welcome. You're welcome. You are very, 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 very welcome. Anyways, remember how it is, people. It's been fun on some bullshit today. And it's your boy. It's always your boy, Suki, a.k.a. Black Raven. And like I said, now at this point, if you're listening to this, if you're still listening to this at this point, let's call this a giveaway of sorts. If you feel, you know, you've got stuff that needs to be said, you can drop me a line on Twitter. Drop me a line and I'll get back to you. I will definitely get back to you. And who knows, you might be on the show. You might be on my, I could just invite you over. Actually, the possibility of me inviting you over is actually very high. Because you've shown me that, yes, you're listening, and I like people who listen to me talk. No, I'm not entitled. I'm just saying. So, yeah, hit me up on Twitter at SoBlackRaven. One word, SoBlackRaven. But thank you again for listening to On Some Bullshit, and this has been I Deserve This. We've talked about entitlement mentality, and I hope I've been able to drop a few things. Obviously, I couldn't touch on everything, but, you know, it is what it is. And yes, your reviews, I'm still waiting on your reviews, you know, they're coming in, they're trickling in slowly, but I will still really prefer more. So, you know, you can get On Some Bullshit on, obviously, on the Jamme platform, www.jamme.fm, and on iTunes and anywhere else you get your podcasts from. You know, I wanted to sign out with thank you. Yeah, we know. Thank you. It's been fun. Catch you on the next episode of On Some Bullshit. I'm out. Peace out.